The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 83. Corinne, as I learned the girl with the mustache was called, explained to me that she and her three friends were anthropology graduate students from the University of Manitoba. They were in the Lenore doing research for a seminar on archaeoethnography, which is something that I, for one, had never heard of. Apparently, according to Corinne, it is a kind of study which focuses on a specific culture by looking at pottery shards or sherds or whatever they're called, and kitchen middens and so forth. I am unsure exactly how this separates it from regular old run-of-the-mill archaeology, but what Corinne was saying seemed pretty clever, so I'm sure there is a difference. Just don't ask me what it is. None of this was, of course, an explanation of why they had taken us prisoner. It may have explained why they were in Lenore, but why they were armed and in disguise, and why they had felt the need to kidnap us, we were no closer to knowing. I asked again. It seemed that Corinne and her friends had been sadly misinformed by their travel agent about the nature of this part of the world. They had been led to believe that it was not a good place for young ladies to visit, and that it was filled to the brim with hostile armed groups of bandits, who would like nothing better than to lay hold of some Westerners, especially women, and hold them hostage. That explained the guns and the fake mustaches, I supposed. When they stumbled across us amongst the ruins, they assumed that their agent had been right, and that we were desperate and dangerous men. A rather laughable conclusion, I thought, but I guessed it was somewhat defensible. Once we had sorted out what we were all doing there, I asked how they managed to look so good. Our party was a filthy, bedraggled lot, as our journey to the Lost City had been, as you no doubt remember, a somewhat arduous one. It seemed curious to me that these girls had somehow managed to get to the very same place without having a hair slip out of place, so to speak. Corinne looked at me and shyly thanked me for the compliment, and then she hesitated. Clearly there was something she didn't want to say. I wondered what it could be. It seemed that she was wondering why we had taken the route that we had to the Lost City. The girls had heard that approaching Lenore from the direction of Zulega was a long, arduous, and sometimes dangerous journey, and it made much more sense to come the way they did. That is, they flew into Barobo, took the train to Delawane, and then hiked in the 20 kilometers from there. It was mostly downhill and low-rolling grassland with some nice shade trees. Actually, kind of a pleasant walk. Everyone looked startled when I leapt up and grabbed Hobie by the throat.